Dr. Balagay here. This podcast is one in a series of 10 podcasts on the topic of falls in older adults. It's from an outstanding chapter in Balagay's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After completing the series of 10 podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation in managing falls in older adults. This podcast is derived from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, who is an associate professor of medicine and geriatrics at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University, Chicago, Illinois. Prior to this, she was an assistant professor of medicine and geriatrics and palliative medicine and the co-director of the Integrated Internal Medicine Geriatrics Clerkship for third-year students at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. The senior author is Dr. Reena Karani, MD, MHPE, who is the Senior Associate Dean for Undergraduate Medical Education and Curricular Affairs and Professor of Medical Education, Medicine and Geriatrics and Palliative Medicine at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, New York. Her clinical interests include care of hospitalized older adult, perioperative management, and consultative models of care. Multiple choice question. In patients with a history of previous falls, a multifactorial risk factor assessment includes all of the following except A, assessment of the environment, B, cardiac monitoring, C, focused physical examination, D, gait and balance testing, and E, medication review. And the answer is B. A multifactorial risk assessment includes a fall history, physical examination, including postural vital signs, cardiovascular, neurological and cognitive assessments, gait and balance evaluation, medication review, and an assessment of the environment. Cardiac monitoring, neuroimaging studies, and EEGs are only indicated if the initial fall risk assessment raises concerns about cardiac arrhythmias, hydrocephalus, or a seizure disorder. A must-read for those interested in falls is the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force Recommendation Statement, published in JAMA on April 24, 2018. The article is titled Interventions to Prevent Falls in Community-Dwelling Older Adults, U.S. Preventive Services Task Force Recommendation Statement. Falls are the leading cause of injury-related morbidity and mortality among older adults in the U.S., in 2014, 28.7% of community-dwelling adults 65 years or older reported falling, resulting in 29 million falls, 37% of which needed medical treatment or restricted activity for a day or longer, and an estimated 33,000 deaths in 2015. The objective of this statement was to update the 2012 U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommendation on prevention of falls in community-dwelling older adults. This task force reviewed the evidence on the effectiveness and harms of primary care-relevant interventions to prevent falls and fall-related morbidity and mortality in community-dwelling older adults 65 years or older who are not known to have osteoporosis or vitamin D deficiency. What were the findings? The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force found adequate evidence that exercise interventions have a moderate benefit in preventing falls in older adults at increased risk for falls, and that multifactorial interventions have a small benefit. They found adequate evidence that vitamin D supplementation has no benefit in preventing falls in older adults. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force found adequate evidence to bound the harms of exercise and multifactorial interventions as no greater than small. They found adequate evidence that the overall harms of vitamin D supplementation are small to moderate. What were their conclusions and recommendations? This task force recommends exercise interventions to prevent falls in community dwelling adults 65 years or older who are at increased risk for falls. It's a Class B recommendation. It recommends that clinicians selectively offer multifactorial interventions to prevent falls in community dwelling adults 65 years or older who are at increased risk for falls. Existing evidence indicates that the overall net benefit of routinely offering multifactorial interventions to prevent falls is small. When determining whether this service is appropriate for an individual, patients and clinicians should consider the balance of benefits and harms based on the circumstances of prior falls, presence of comorbid medical conditions, and patients' values and preferences. That it's a Class C recommendation. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends against vitamin D supplementation to prevent falls in community dwelling adults 65 years or older. It's a Class D recommendation. These recommendations apply to community dwelling adults who are not known to have osteoporosis or vitamin D deficiency. This podcast on falls in older adults was from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's Textbook of Internal Medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, MD, who is a faculty physician at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, and Dr. Reena Karani, MD, Senior Associate Dean and Professor of Medicine and faculty physician at the Icahn School of Medicine, Mount Sinai, New York.